This has got to be the tabloid headline of the day with Britney Spears, Dean.
Yeah, this is a wild story. Step aside, Jada Pinkett Smith, with your outrageous memoir that has just come out, because Britney Spears has one that's coming out next Tuesday, a book that is called The Woman in Me, that talks about her life while she was in conservatorship. One of the things that has been released about the book that was published by People Magazine is that Britney Spears had an abortion while she was dating Justin Timberlake more than 20 years ago. So, I mean, the story's pretty wild. They dated for 3 years while they were both in their late teens, like 1998, 1999. And she is saying that he was not happy when she told him that she was pregnant. They argued about it because he felt they were too young to have a baby. She said if it were had been up to her by herself, she would have not had the abortion. Book comes out Tuesday. You can learn more. These personal things that people are disclosing in their memoirs, yet they want privacy. You know, they always say, I want privacy until my memoir comes out, and then I'm going to tell you some stuff that'll make your hair stand on end. And if you have hair, by the way.
I take it nothing from Justin Timberlake on
no
this.
No comment from Mr. Timberlake, nor his wife.
Yeah, I'll bet. That was kind of nice, Dancing with the Stars. And their tribute to Suzanne Somers.
Yeah,
huh?
Nice that they did something, because she starred on the show for a season and did pretty well. They opened the show with, remembering the former Three's Company Thighmaster health food advocate. They showed photos of her while she was performing on the show. And then later on in the show, Alfonso Ribeiro made some comments about her, saying that she completed season 20. She made a big impression on everyone on the show. They sent their love out to the family, everybody on that show talking about it. But it's nice that they did that. On the Suzanne Somers front, by the way, the home that she lived in for about 20 years in Palm Springs went on the market yesterday. Suzanne Somers' family no longer owns it. She sold it like 3 years ago. But whoever does own it now thought, well, this would be a good time to sell the Suzanne Somers home.
Yeah.
And they put it on the market yesterday. It's in Palm Springs in the mountains, around the Palm Springs area. It's located on a 28 8-acre property, 7,200 square foot home. It has actually five different buildings on it, six bedrooms in the main home, nine baths, two-room kitchen. I would love that. A wine cellar, an outdoor amphitheater that seats 50 people. If I knew 50 people, I would love that.
It doesn't come with friends, huh?
It does not. That's extra. You're going to have to pay extra if you want friends to go along with it. But this is going up now for $12.9 million.
Kind of macabre, isn't it, that this, whoever the owner is putting it up for sale now?
Yeah, because Suzanne Somers, her family or company or whatever, long before her illness, she was in remission 3 years ago. They sold it for about $8 million. So I don't know what improvements they may have made to increase the price to $12.9 million, but it is kind of creepy that you put the house up for sale 3 days after she passes away.
Let's talk about what's going on with the actors. Is there any update on the strike?
No, there's not. Everybody thought that this was going to wind, wrap up pretty quickly following the writer's strike being resolved. Insiders are saying that the sticking point is the residuals that actors want when their work goes onto streaming platforms. There's like a $500 million difference in what the actors union wants and what the studios are willing to pay. That seems to be the main sticking point now for this actor strike that's gone on for about 100 days. But something kind of interesting happened yesterday. Some really top A-listers got together with union officials yesterday. The SAG-AFTRA union officials met with George Clooney, with Scarlett Johansson, with Ben Affleck, Tyler Perry, Emma Stone, among others. We don't know what they talked about. The union says that they're not disclosing private conversations. But I think this is kind of an interesting thing because we haven't heard of anything like this before with any of the negotiations where some of the actors, and I mean some of the big-name actors, who honestly are not that affected by whatever the resolution is going to be to solve this. The big-name actors, you know, they've got it made in the shade. It's all the working stiffs that are really the ones that will benefit from some of these changes. But you get a George Clooney in there and, you know, a Scarlett Johansson, Tyler Perry. That's some pretty big guns to go in there. Maybe telling them, hey, let's get this thing wrapped up. I don't know. I have no idea what they talked about.
Well, good for them for, you know, helping trying out to, their, trying to yeah, help know. The folks who aren't making yeah, sure. a zillion dollars a picture.
Yep.
Dean, I remember a week or so ago you reported on country star Maren Morris saying she doesn't want anything to do with the country music people anymore or something like that, and now more problems in her life.
Yeah,
huh?
She's getting rid of something else in her life right now. She filed for a divorce yesterday. For the last 5 years, has been married to country star Ryan Hurd. She filed papers citing irreconcilable differences. She is asking for their prenuptial agreement to be enforced and joint custody of their 3-year-old son. So big changes in her life.
What's new on TV?
We've got our home video report like we do every Wednesday. Lots of returning series coming back this week, including the dramedy Wolf Like Me that stars Isla Fisher and Josh Gad. They are returning with their show that'll start tomorrow on Peacock. Friday on Amazon, season 3 of the sci-fi comedy series Upload returning, about citizens navigating a digital life after death. Netflix, there's the time-traveling detective series Bodies, in which 4 detectives in 4 different time periods investigate the same murder. That'll also start tomorrow. The return of Bosch Legacy, season 2, on Amazon's Freevee service. There is the adult animated middle school comedy Big Mouth with Nick Kroll and John Mulaney. That'll be on Netflix starting on Friday. And one that's called Neon that starts tomorrow, about an aspiring reggaeton star and his two best friends who head to Miami with dreams of making it big in the music business. All 8 of the episodes will be available for you to watch then. For new movies this week, we've got one that starts on Friday on Netflix called Old Dads, about 3 middle-aged guys who find themselves, suddenly they are, you know, fathers. They're older, you know, like 50-year-olds who are now taking care of babies. It is Netflix, did I say, starting on Netflix on Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Also on Netflix on Friday for reality fans, Surviving Paradise, where a group of contestants get thrown out of a luxury villa and then conspire against each other to find a way to get back into it. There is a couple of new documentaries. One is about the famous spy novelist John le Carré. This is a documentary that's put together by the Oscar-winning filmmaker Errol Morris called The Pigeon Tunnel that starts on Apple TV Plus starting on Friday. Also, the documentary The Devil on Trial takes a look at the famous murder case from the 1970s where demonic possession was used as defense. That's going to be on Netflix. And something for the kids, but also fans of the group U2, a retelling of the classic fable Peter and the Wolf with animation that is inspired by drawings from Bono from the group U2. And that's going to start on Max starting tomorrow.
And on good old free WGN TV, Dean Richards will be cooking in about an hour.
You know, I don't want to oversell this. I don't want to exaggerate, but there may not be a higher chance for me injuring myself today.
No, big ratings.
Nothing better. A lot of knife chopping today. I'm making a homemade marinara sauce with onions and garlic and all kinds of good spices. Homemade, all homemade. Into that, I'm going to poach some fish. I've got some beautiful cod. I've got some shrimp, some mussels. You can put any kind of firm seafood that you want. I wouldn't put anything too flaky in it, but I'm going to marinate the seafood, put it on top of a bed of pasta. Perfect dish, you know, for an autumn day like you know, we've got today. So that's coming up at 9:35 today. Stand by with the Band-Aids.
And so, since you have the knives, why don't you do the salute, the tribute to Britney Spears?
Oh,
toss them around like she did in that
nice.
Video.
That's a great idea. That really amps up the injury potential.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Speaking of recipes, by the way, Marianne, Mrs. Surratt, posted a recipe yesterday for some chicken thighs.
Oh, she makes that all the time. That's my favorite dinner.
That looks so delicious. I can't wait to give that a try. So if you're looking for a great chicken and also a great kind of comfort, great on a chilly night, you know, kind of recipe, it sounds like, check that out as well.
Yep, SavvyPlanet.com. Thank you, Dean.
Yep.
Talk to you tomorrow.